Fourth and final game of this series between the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Steve Gilbert covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com. Center is wearing sunglasses.
The glare's killing me.
You've got now, bald jokes.
Now, Jess, let me tell you, you told me Randy Jones was going to be on here with me. That's the only reason I agreed to come on. I didn't realize Phil Center was going to be here.
Blooper does the schedule. I'll blame him. The two of you guys, I've enjoyed watching it the last couple of days. It's just it's outstanding theater.
We have – Steve and I have had – fun for years going back at one another. Go ahead, tell them what you call me.
Big head.
Right. Yeah. He calls me big head. There's no question about that.
You have a large cranium.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But at least
Bochy-esque.
But at least I have hair.
That's what he comes
back
and, with.
And right. And earlier this week it was okay because Steve hadn't he hadn't shined up the dome yet. But today I noticed we got a little glare going.
So that's why the sunglasses.
His eyes were hurting.
Let's talk to Steve Gilbert about the Arizona Diamondbacks and a guy we saw pitch last night, Daniel Hudson, off the second Tommy John surgery, his first appearance in a couple of years. That is something that is really, I think, no matter what team you are a fan of, great to see because it provides some hope with all the elbow injuries and all the issues. And the Padres have a guy in Corey Lupke who went for number two this year. To see him come back, this was not an easy road for this guy to travel.
No, it was kind of cruel in the sense that he was a week away from coming back up after the first one and injured it in his final rehab start retort. Had to go through a second one. So it was 799 days in between big league appearances for him last night. And it was a real emotional thing, I think, for guys on the team. I was surprised talking with Miguel Montero. You know, usually, Bill, as you know, when a reliever comes in the game, a catcher will walk out and talk to him and you know, say, what's your sign for this or what are we going to do if we get guys on? And Montero said he stayed behind the plate because he was worried that if he looked at Hudson in the eyes, he was going to start crying.
Be emotional. You know, I was talking to Buddy before today's game, and even though you're in the other dugout and you can't applaud, it meant so much to him to see Daniel Hudson back because everybody in any dugout has gone through injuries, and to know that this guy has gone through two of those, two Tommy Johns, and essentially lost almost 3 years, right, of his career. They all pull for him. They were all hoping that he would do well without being able to say,
absolutely,
hey, we want to do well. And I saw the Diamondback dugout during the inning, and you could just see everybody was standing up. Everybody was at the edge pulling for him.
Yeah, and, you know, it's an emotional clubhouse afterwards. It was, you know, they haven't had much to cheer about this year in there.
Right.
It hasn't been a very happy place, but there was a lot of happiness in there last night and music and a few tears, too, from guys that were just really had seen him and been around him for these 2 years as he's been battling back from this.
Certainly understandable. Steve Gilbert covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com. He is on the Cholula hot seat. Steve is also on Twitter at Steve Gilbert MLB.
Right. You know, and one other thing about Hudson, his final words as we were getting ready to walk away about, you'll probably remember it better than I do, but, you know, like he said, if I go out there and this thing, go ahead.
Yeah, he said, if I go out there tomorrow and play catch and this thing blows again, at least I can say that I got back. And that was the biggest thing for him because when it blew the second time, he took a few days to sit back and think, did he really want to put himself through this again because there was such frustration.
He's only the fourth major league pitcher to have two Tommy John surgeries and reach the major leagues again.
I mean, as he said, what the key was for him, you know, sort of mentally staying with it throughout the whole process?
Just trying to take it one day at a time. And he didn't want to be the guy that complains. You know, he didn't want to be the injured guy that the rest of the guys listen to complain about being injured. So that's why he kept his feelings kind of to himself in the clubhouse.
Really good stuff. Steve Gilbert covers the Diamondbacks. You said it's been a tough year. That's obvious. We look at the standings. We know that. What's the story of this season when all is said and done? I know we got 3 weeks left, but, you know, if we're sort of starting to write that a little bit now in early September, what is it?
Well, I mean, the story, they had a ton of injuries, but I think there's going to be a lot of changes going forward in this franchise. With Tony La Russa coming on board, it's going to be interesting now to see what he chooses to do with Kevin Towers and Kirk Gibson. They're entering the final years of their contract. There's no guarantees they'll be back next year. So this is kind of a reset for the organization in certain respects. They started out with $110 million payroll, club record payroll, and certainly we're expecting not to be where they're at right now.
Is there a sense of, you know, everybody kind of looking over their shoulder right now, you know, with all of that stuff in play?
You know, that was interesting because when Tony took over, that was one of the questions we asked him was, are you concerned? How do you deal with putting people at ease and kind of getting them to not be looking over the shoulder? And he said, oh, I want them looking over the shoulder, because that's when you're in the major leagues, you should be looking over your shoulder, whether you're a player, executive, or manager, all the time, because there's competition and there's people coming. And so if they have a problem with me looking over their shoulder, whether it's a player or KT or Gibby or coach, whatever it might be, then they're probably not a good fit for the organization with him in charge.
Are there players in the pipeline? I mean, is there talent out there right now?
There are players in the pipeline, and if they get Patrick Corbin back, and if Hudson can pitch next year, and if David Hernandez comes off his Tommy John, Bronson Arroyo will be back at some point next year from his Tommy John. Paul Goldschmidt will be back. They've got this young infielder, Jake Lamb, who you've seen over at third base. They've got Chris Owings, who they like a lot. He's been hurt. Now he's back, so you got to see him. A.J. Pollock, who was NL Player of the Month and then got hit and fractured his hand, and he was out. He's now back. So they do have some young guys like that, and they do have some other kids coming up, Aaron Blair, Archie Bradley, a couple of good young pitching prospects. So they do have some things coming up. Whether it's in time for next year or not, and exactly what direction they're going, we really don't have that from Tony just yet. He hasn't shared exactly what their vision is going to be.
If we did word association with a lot of fans and I said Diamondbacks or I said Kirk Gibson, they would say gritty. You know, that's sort of the outside, you know, thing. And then much has been said and written about it, especially in the wake of the whole Goldschmidt-McCutcheon situation a few weeks back. Oh, inwardly facing. I mean, do they like that reputation? Have they worked hard to build that reputation? Is it overblown? Because I think, again, you know, from a national or outside perspective, that's all we think about, a lot of us, when it comes to this. How do they look at themselves?
You know, I think the biggest thing that happened with that whole McCutcheon, Goldschmidt situation, did it get blown out of proportion? Maybe a little bit, but I think it's because of Kevin Towers' comments this past offseason when he said, no more free shots at the Diamondbacks. It's going to be an eye for an eye, and if our pitchers aren't comfortable doing that, we'll find someplace else for them to be. Because you saw yesterday the Pirates hit Matt Holliday. They tend to throw in more, and their pitchers miss, not intentional.
They've hit like 1,000 more guys than anybody else.
And the Cardinals came back and threw behind McCutcheon trying to hit him, so it would have hit him in the back, which is where the Diamondbacks had hit him. Nobody's really talking much about that. There wasn't the same kind of outrage. Well, the Diamondbacks kind of, in a sense, painted a target on their backs when Towers made those statements during the offseason.
And, you know, talking about Goldschmidt, you mentioned him briefly. This is one guy who I think when you see late in the year the problems of Diamondbacks. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt, being without him, I really view him as one of the top two or three players in the National League.
He's still like third in the league in doubles, right? Like, it's hilarious. I mean, you know, even having been out since then.
He's such a hard worker and a good guy. He is out there and gets the ballpark earlier now than he did when he played, so he can get his rehab out of the way so he can be behind the batting cage to encourage guys. And as he said, there's always things I can pick up. There's always things I can learn by watching what other people are doing in the cage. So this is a guy who, like you pointed out, is one of the top two, three, four, whatever, best players in the National League, and he's still now trying to learn from his teammates every day at the batting cage, or he sits in the dugout with one of the younger players, like Jake Lamb was telling me today, that Goldschmidt was explaining to him how you adjust in the minor leagues, maybe from game to game or at bat to at bat, but at the big league level, you have to adjust pitch to pitch. And so he said, you know, sitting with Goldschmidt during a game and having him point things out to him was invaluable. And that's the kind of kid that he is.
Really neat. Steve Gilbert does an outstanding job covering the Diamondbacks. He's on Twitter.
Wait a minute here.
Outstanding. What do you make of the wedge salad? No, never mind. We won't go back down that road. Steve's on Twitter at Steve Gilbert MLB. You see his stuff, Diamondbacks.com.
He's really good.
MLB.com. Yeah. That's nice. That was nice. That's
appreciate
as positive
that,
as you
Bill.
Get.
Whoa, wow. That's a big step for Bill.
Steve, great to see you as always, man. Thanks
it's
so much.
It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. Steve Gilbert on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Great stuff with Steve Gilbert. Take a break. Come back up. Mike Gray's going to sit down and hang out for a few minutes on Padres Social Hour.